Next, we have Charles Baker speaking on finance, introduction to structure of construction financing, and role of key parties. Charles is an attorney at Amos Patel and Brewer. His practice focuses primarily on project finance, project development, and mergers and acquisitions in the independent power and renewable power industries throughout the United States. He represents equity investors, developers, and lenders in all aspects of the financing, development, and acquisition and disposition of sustainable energy projects. Please welcome Charles.
Okay, today we're gonna spend a little time talking about financing agreements, specifically construction financing agreements, although I think you'll see through the presentation the distinction between a construction financing agreement and like a term loan agreement. They're gonna be handled in the same document. And we're gonna try and talk about the role of key parties in negotiating these financing agreements. I am a transactional attorney. So this is going to be from the perspective of a transactional attorney, and we rely very heavily on some other players in the space, our consultants and our real property specialists, as we'll get into, and our FERC specialists. But unfortunately, I don't know how to click through. Okay, touched on this, transactional counsel versus permitting counsel. We'll get into that a little later. Starting point, what is construction financing? It is, at the risk of being pedantic, the debt used to construct the project. Usually, you're gonna want your construction financing in at around NTP, and so you'd expect your construction financing to close almost concurrently with NTP. What are you using your loans for? Well, you're gonna use your loans to pay your EPC contractor, pay for equipment costs and other project costs, and up to that point, reimburse equity that had been spent prior to financial close. This was mentioned in a slide earlier today. The debt is sized on the projected future cash flows of the project. I think historically, the best example is the PPA, the offtake agreement. Now we're seeing, obviously, tax credit, direct tax credit transfer sales produce cash flow as well. As noted at the top of the discussion, for construction debt, what you'll also typically have within that financing agreement is your term conversion mechanics. What happens at term conversion? Obviously, once a project is built, there's significantly less risk involved in that project. That equates to lower interest rates, and it allows you to release some collateral at the project company and project level. But this varies. So you may not see I think Jake just mentioned BTAs, you may not see the term conversion mechanic in a construction loan that's being used in connection with financing of a BTA, because ultimately at construction, that project is being transferred to typically a utility. All right, where to start? This is kind of when you're working with your commercial teams, you kind of need to establish where you're starting with your financing. No one size fits all. Obviously, it's pretty project dependent. We'll get to the bottom there, but type of project. If you're financing a wind farm versus a solar facility, there's gonna be differences in the type of deliverables you'll need to provide in connection with that financing. Jurisdiction of the project, that's gonna matter for your permitting local council. Course of dealings and applicable precedent. If this is your first time doing a transaction with a lender, it's going to look significantly different than if you've done a transaction with a group of lenders in the past or several times. Obviously, at that point, you've got a number of consistent terms that you're willing to accept, and it is a lot easier at that point to get to a form agreed state of that financing agreement. Project finance structure. This is kind of referring to the